Hi, I'm Sheila, and welcome to the Arran Minipod series, where we want you to hear from islanders about their villages, what makes the Isle of Arran special for them, and also what sort of things you might like to enjoy when you visit. So this podcast is looking at two of their smaller villages on the island. We're going to look at Corrie and Sannox, both situated on the east coast of Arran. These two villages are inextricably linked and lie within a mile of each other. Sannox is also the home of the lovely Corrie Golf Club, one of the most picturesque nine-hole courses you will ever find, sat in foothills of Glen Sannox. And the village hall is known as Corrie and Sannox Village Hall, but is sited in Corrie. As we're going to hear from Kirsty, she's a Corrie lass through and through, and she's delighted to share what she feels makes her village so special.
I love Corrie because Corrie is full of character and characters. It's quiet and peaceful, yet you're not too far from Brodick and all of the amenities. So it's kind of ideal, really. It's also Butte. I am biased, of course, but I think it is. I mean, it's literally situated at the bottom of Goatfell. You've got lovely little rows of cottages. The shoreline's pretty special in itself. And then you've got two ports, actually three if you're including Sannox, but two ports in Corrie, dotted by little white sheep, and one of them occupied by Viking longship, which is pretty cool. We're also totally spoiled by sea life in Corrie and Sannox. Obviously, you'll see seals. If you're lucky, you'll see some otters. And then if you're super lucky, you'll see pods of dolphins. As for Sannox, it's always been my favourite village. I think it's the mountains that do it for me. The walk through Glen Sannox and the views from any of the mountains around there are pretty hard to beat. Also, if you're a golf fan, the golf course is pretty epic too. Obviously, you've got the backdrop of the mountains. They do a mean fish and chips at the tea room there too. And then, of course, the Sannox Beach. If you follow the stepping stones, you'll reach a little Sannox Beach that you quite often get to yourself. I would generally just take a wee walk along Corrie's shoreline. There's lots of little hidden treasures, like the Doctor's Bath, for example, which is a bath carved into the sandstone. You'll find Marvin's Wood Carving Workshop. The ports, which I discussed before, it's a popular crabbing spot for kids. And then I'd hit up the Corrie Hotel Beer Garden for one of the best sunset pint views. And then head across the road for some delicious seafood from Marrowfish Bar and Deli. Finally, I would make the most of those gorgeous mountains in Sannox and head up the hills. All of the best walks start in Sannox, in my opinion. My favourite being the castles, which starts from North Glen Sannox, and the views at the top are just unreal. So enjoy.
Thanks for that, Kirsty. That was great. See if you can spot the resident seal in the rock and the sheep in the piers when you visit Corrie and Sannox. Feel free to join us again to hear about more villages and check out our social media using hashtag WeAreArran. For more information, visit visitarran.com/cflb.